This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno has rolled out a new reorganization plan for Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and lots of people, lots of groups have their own reactions to it. We thought we'd talk a little bit about that and some other issues on campus with the Faculty Senate President. Kathy Schwalas is the Doctoral Program Director in Psychology. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So before this reorganization was even announced, there was already talk of some program eliminations. This comes up every year, but the university was already talking about that.
Yeah.
And the hot button one, or the one that was getting the most attention, is Africana Studies.
Yes.
I know that the Faculty Senate has put forth a resolution regarding that. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, actually, we recently passed two resolutions that we've actually been working on for several months now since the initial mentioning of Africana Studies in the financial sustainability plan that went to the Board of Trustees in July. So we have a particular resolution regarding support for Africana Studies, which has a very prominent place in just campus need as far as diversity is concerned. We have a very large proportion of African American students for whom that department has, for decades, since 1969, been a home, been a source of identity and pride and scholarship and mentoring and advocacy. So that program itself has had a long history and an important history in our nation and on our campus in particular. It was among some of the first such programs. So we passed a resolution with a lot of specific ideas in support of that program. But then we also passed a resolution in support of all of our cultural diversity content programs. So Africana Studies, Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, Latino and Latin American Studies, East Asian Studies, or East Asian Civilizations, I think might be the official term, Native American Studies, International Studies, even American Studies was on that resolution, recognizing that these are important units that can be excellent sources, as the chancellor said, of important content for our core curriculum. But I think they also play a really important role in terms of cultural identity for our student community and our faculty and staff communities as well. People need to feel like they're represented on campus, that there's a place where there's a critical mass of people like them who share their identity or multiple identities in many cases, where who they are is celebrated, what historically their group has brought to this country is celebrated, and the knowledge base associated with those dimensions is celebrated.
You mentioned some things that the chancellor has said in terms of how these programs shake out. I want to jump into this reorganization. Almost everyone on campus now is kind of looking at this new plan and saying, well, where do I fit? Where does this fit? Is there a Faculty Senate response to it, or are you still looking at it?
Faculty Senate has not come up with a response per se. There is a feedback mechanism. One of the things that our leadership had talked about is, wouldn't it be nice if there was a repository for feedback? And actually, that was already in place. We just hadn't been aware of it. And I do want to mention it on the radio this morning because I think a lot of people aren't aware of it. But on the Chancellor's Vision 2025 website, there's a place that you can submit feedback as an individual or as a unit. But Faculty Senate has really been talking more about what is our role in this process, how can we help. You know, we really feel like there are a lot of different reactions. They've run the gamut from what I've heard. There's kind of a fairly identifiable pattern that I've seen in all these meetings I've been attending so far. Usually people's first reaction, and it was mine too, is to look at the chart and say, where am I? And what does this mean for me and my program and my department? And oh my gosh, and how am I going to solve all this? And oh, it's going to be so much work. And, you know, so there's this kind of emotional, like, turmoil that comes up when people first see the plan. And the chancellor has been very purposeful in rolling out the plan in small doses as to not overwhelm people. But I think, unfortunately, it backfired for some people when there wasn't details. They sort of filled in with their worst fears or rumors or other things that have been kind of flying around. So I've heard a lot of misinformation, all grad assistantships are going to go away and crazy stuff like that, that just was a lot of anxiety that people were having about what does this all mean and how do we do it? And it's so fast and oh gosh. And so I think we need to do a certain amount of just kind of freaking out, emotion-focused coping, we call it in psychology, while just to get it out of our system. And then we can settle down and be like, okay, now how do we actually make this happen? What are the things that we think are really helpful about this? Where are the challenges going to be? How do we solve those challenges?
This is going to be a long process, and 6 minutes is not a long time to talk about that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've gotten to the end of that, but I hope we can talk to you again soon about what comes next.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kathy Schwalas is the president of the Faculty Senate at SIU Carbondale. You've been listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.